This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M, like Mary, A-N-N, like November, regarding David, middle initial, B like boy, Levin, L-E, V like Victor, I-N, like November, date of birth 5/23 of 1949. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a consultation for Mr. Levin, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, ranging between 1.41 and 1.63 since August of 2023. The patient denies any current symptoms associated with chronic kidney disease and was questioning what could he do to improve kidney function or possibly make it reverse the chronic kidney disease. He's had type 1.5 diabetes since age 35, and he's insulin dependent on an insulin pump, and that's currently very well controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 7.2. He's also had chronic hypertension, and he's recently held all three blood pressure medications, metoprolol, losartan, and hydrochlorothiazide, because he was very dizzy and unable to walk down his stairs without holding on to the rail due to dizziness. Once he stopped all the medications, within a week, his blood pressure got very high. So he resumed the losartan, 50 milligram daily, but not the other two. Now he's feeling better, but blood pressures, at least sitting, are still slightly high 2 weeks after restarting losartan, 50 milligram daily. He's never checked his blood pressures for orthostatic changes, which we suspect might be causing some of his symptoms. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He has had some recent constipation, and he's trying to increase his fiber intake in his diet. He has been following a pretty high-protein diet recently in order to keep his blood sugar stable. In no edema and no neuropathy, no severe pain in his back or neck, but he does have joint pains, shoulders, hips, knees at times. Past medical history, type 1.5 diabetes since age 35, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, prostate carcinoma, that was 10 to 12 years ago, treated with radiation of the prostate, arthritis, osteopenia. He had rheumatic fever as a child. He had a history of melanoma on his trunk that was removed without recurrence, migraine headaches, and recent constipation. Also the dizziness with blurred vision that resolved when he stopped the blood pressure meds. Past surgical history, he's had bilateral cataract removal, colonoscopy, multiple colonoscopies, cardiac catheterization with stents many years ago, no recurrence of blockages in the coronary arteries, and radiation to the prostate 10 to 12 years ago. Social history, he is a non-smoker. He does not use vaping, no alcohol or illicit drugs. He is a widower, and he is retired and disabled currently. Family history is significant for colon cancer, type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and stroke. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies, medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, vitamin D, 3, 1 daily, Novolog, regular insulin via insulin pump. Losartan is 50 milligram daily, and he's currently off the hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily, as well as metoprolol. He's been off them for several weeks. Physical exam, height is 6'2", weight 257 pounds, pulse 65. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cough is 150 over 68. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, 2+ pedal pulses, and brisk capillary refill. Sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 27th, 2025. Creatinine was 1.52, estimated GFR 47, 325/25, creatinine 1.63, GFR 44, 925/24, creatinine 1.59, GFR 45, 227/24, creatinine 1.41, GFR 52, August 30th, 2023, creatinine 1.51 and GFR 48. Other labs on 5/27/25, his hemoglobin is 13.2, normal white count, normal platelets, normal differential. Calcium is 9.3, sodium 138, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 27. Liver enzymes are normal, and the PSA is at 0.07. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.3. And we don't have a kidney ultrasound with bladder scan at this point. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, present since August of 2023, most likely secondary to longstanding hypertension and longstanding diabetes. And the patient is going to be scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan as well as renal artery Doppler studies. That'll be at the Mount Pleasant, My Michigan facility. We're going to repeat labs now, including a urine protein to creatinine ratio, a regular urinalysis, and a intact parathyroid hormone, renal panel, and a CBC with differential. He's also going to have check his orthostatic blood pressures at home. He'll check blood pressure sitting. He'll check it standing immediately upon standing, and then he'll stand for 2 minutes and repeat the blood pressure. We want him to do that every other day for at least a week and then call us or bring the readings in for review. And we may be able to restart the hydrochlorothiazide to improve blood pressure as long as we're not seeing some massive orthostatic changes that may be causing symptomatic dizziness. And he'll have a follow-up study with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.